a star. Far, far away past the moon and Mars and Jupiter. There were ghosts. They were different from the ghosts we know. Because they lived in outer space, the sounds they made were different. Their sighing was different. Their moaning was different. Their crying was different. And they were sad at Halloween because they had nothing to do. No houses to haunt like our ghosts. No people to scare. There was none. No tricks to play, except on each other. So, they decided to discover a real Halloween.
Happy Halloween, 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 happy Halloween. the far dark corners of every human soul, there lurks a black crouching specter. The ghost-like shadow that waits. A shrouded thing that pulsates with malignant evil. The name of that ghost is fear.
Ghosting effect.
Hey.
acoustic effects. Ghosting effect.
Deserve no better fate.
You want to die?
Then I will make you live. Live and suffer as I have.
Thank you. camp not far from there, just across the lake. It was called Camp Blackfoot. No one goes there anymore. Everything burnt down. This camp had a caretaker. His name was Cropsey. Now, this Cropsey was a sadist. And he got real pleasure out of hurting people, scaring them. And he had these garden shears, the kind with long, thin blades. He carried them all the time, wherever he went. And he had this kind of demonic way of looking at you. One time, Cropsey really went after this kid from Brooklyn. Followed him around night and day. He made this kid's life living hell. But this time he chose the wrong guy. Because the kid and some of his buddies had planned a little prank. The only problem was, the gag went wrong. The next thing anyone knows, Cropsey's trapped alive and burning in his bunk. They try to get him out, but the fire's so fierce they can't reach him. All they can do is stand outside and listen to him cry out in agony. They say he smashed his way through the bunkroom door, just a mass of flames. And as he burned alive, he cried out, "I will return! I will have my revenge!" Never found his body. He survived. He lives on whatever he can catch. Eats them raw, alive. Right now, he's out there, watching, waiting. Don't look. He'll see you. Don't move. He'll hear you. Don't breathe. You're dead!
Ha ha ha!